irritate you. It's what they do best. It's how they get their kicks. They are part of the diversity. Not one of you said, I want to go forth into a feathered nest, so clean it all up, so I will like it very much when I get there. Every one of you said, I have the ability to focus. I have the ability to put my thoughts where they feel best. And so that's really what the art of allowing is about, isn't it? It's about learning to navigate your ship in these sometimes rough waters in order to keep yourself steady on your own course of living happily ever after. And of course, that is the true nature of you. It is our promise to you that you are eternally living happily ever after. It's just that sometimes you take a little uncomfortable detour. And we would like those detours to become less and less. We want you to begin to see your world, your life, your reason, your value, your moment-to-moment experiences, your conversations with friends, the things that you ponder, the things that you are molding into shape. We want you to see your creative world through the eyes of Source, because Source creates through your creative world. In other words, it's not two separate creative platforms. Source isn't creating, and then you're off here making your own little sandcastle apart from all of it. You are the creative leading edge mechanism of Source, you see. And so an experience like this can tune you up mightily, but it's your job to consistently reach for things that feel good, to keep yourself tuned in. You feel warmed up now?
Yes.
Now what? Some things.
Speak. Good morning, Abraham. Took me a couple days to come up with this, to put this into words, but I...
Sorry, all of your time is up.
Okay. You know, there's a saying about wise guys. You can take that in both terms, a wise guy and a wise guy.
We do. We are all of that.
That's true. So you say that things don't come out of the blue, they come out of the oblivious. I think I'm kind of somewhat oblivious. I really enjoy exercising, and I've been allowing, and I think I've been not resisting so much, but there's little physical indicators that keep coming up that I don't know why they're there.
So the premise of your reasoning is you understand that if you're offering thought that has resistance within it, that there would be some negative emotion as the first indicator, but you're not aware of the negative emotion, you're more aware in the second phase of indication of physical sensation or physical discomfort.
True.
So you're wondering what emotions you might be missing that if you were able to release the resistant at the emotional stage, you could then forego the physical discomfort stage.
Exactly.
So when you feel negative emotion, now we know you think you don't sometimes, but when you feel negative emotion, the negative emotion is coming forth in the moment of the resistance. And physical discomfort is the same way. In other words, while physical discomfort can be exacerbated by certain motions, it is more the thought that's going on within you at the time of the motion when the discomfort comes that is the indicator. In other words, there's nothing wrong with missing the emotional indicator and letting it become chronic enough that it becomes normal. And that's all that's happened. People are accustomed to feeling ornery. You're just used to complaining about things. Mm. You're accustomed to being irritated about certain things. And sometimes you were born into environments where that irritation was just the platform that you were introduced to. The day you're born, your parents and the people around you are complaining about certain things that you begin to accept as normal. And you see what happens? You can get away with those chronic habits of irritating thoughts until you start deliberately focusing and getting your stream to go faster. It's sort of like you could be making your way in your car through a forest of trees. And as long as the trees were spread far enough apart that you could maneuver your car, you could theoretically drive through the forest without bumping into any trees. But the faster you go, the more likelihood is that you're going to be